Matthew chapter 13. On my page it is 1164. It is verse 44 and 46. Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 and 45. The King of Heavens is like a treasure hid in the field, which a man having found hath hid. And for the joy of it, goes and sells all whatever he has, and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heavens is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, and having found one pearl of great value, he went and sold all whatever he had and bought it. They are very short parables that Lord Jesus Christ taught and spoke at that time. I was thinking of this, reading the scripture, and I thought I shall share a little bit what I have in my heart about this. It says here, they are very, very short parables. Normally, Lord Jesus Christ would have a longer parable. And people like to speak in parables. People like to speak in some way, figure way, that people will understand the truth that is hidden behind the figure speech. And Lord Jesus Christ, he says here, the kingdom of heavens is like a treasure hid in the field. We can look into this scripture and dig a little bit down and see many things. What is the kingdom of heavens? We can speak about that. Lord Jesus Christ often speak about the kingdom of heavens. Lord Jesus Christ is speaking many times about kingdom of God. And we can have one understanding. Again, we can look into the treasure. What is the treasure? Who is the treasure? Why the treasure it is hidden? Who is the one who found the treasure? Was he finding this treasure by accident? Or was he a treasure seeker? You know, many people, they travel from Europe to America in the early days just to find gold, because they knew something it is there. Some people, they found some gold over there, and people left their house. They sold their belongings here in Europe, even from UK. Many people, they went far, far away. They had to travel, not so fast like these days. Just take the airplane. They had to take ship, and months and months they had to travel. They were treasure seekers. And I think, and I believe, you are a treasure seeker also. That's why you went 12 years to study. That's why you train you so much. And after you finish your school, you go, high school, you go to the university. And that's why you spend so much to learn. Why? Because you want to find that treasure in life. And you are a treasure seeker. Are you? I believe so. I believe you are the one that you want to find the treasure. Well, those days, like maybe I was thinking if it is the same law today, but in those days, if you will find a treasure, because people, they had no banks at those time to put their money in the bank, their gold in the bank, and to be safe and secure over there, over the years, and just go to draw from cash point how much they need. They had to hide their treasure somewhere else. And some people, they were so wealthy that they forgot where they hid that treasure. And the law, it was like, if you found a treasure, it will be yours, because you found it. If no one will come to claim that treasure, oh, it is mine, and he will give a proof that it is his treasure that he hidden over there in that field, yeah, it was yours. You had the right to take it. Lord Jesus Christ used that. And he says here, the kingdom of heavens is like a treasure hid in the field. But I'm not going to speak too much about the kingdom of heavens. We don't have enough time. That will take me ages. Because we need to go in Revelation to see how it is the kingdom of heaven with gold and smaragd and all that precious stones and all that wonderful view over there. We don't have enough time to go in that. I would like to go in another path. Come with me and see a little bit much deep here. It is like someone, he says, the kingdom of heavens is like a treasure hid in the field, which a man, having found, hath hid. Wow. So, maybe he was working on someone's field, laboring over there. He was a laborer, working amongst others. And while he was digging up, helping them on that field, he found a treasure. And imagine that you are digging, and then it doesn't go deeper. Well, what is there? And you are very curious, and you are digging a bit more. You are going a little bit more, and try to cover, to uncover what you found there. Something hard. He was looking left, right, behind, to don't be seen. Wow, something it is here. It is something very important. And imagine opening that box, maybe it was a box, with a big treasure. And he thought, the land is not mine. I need to do something. And this I want to speak about. I need to do something. And he hid the help again. He put the earth back, and he did something interesting. Are you willing to do what this man did? Are you willing to do what this man did? Let's read what he did. It says like that, which a man having found has hidden, and for the joy of it goes and sell all whatever he had. I think you will understand what Lord Jesus Christ said. That's the core idea of this parable which Lord Jesus Christ said. He hid that back and then goes home, and he tell, get everything from the house, go in open market and sell everything what he had in the house. People will say, are you crazy? Why are you selling your stuff? He doesn't tell anything to anyone. He's selling everything. All his belongings. Everything, whatever he had. In the end, he sold the house. The house, it was very important. Even these days, it is very important to have a shelter. And he sell his house. Just imagine, people will call him maybe stupid. Are you crazy? Daniel, for the sake of whatever you are telling me, that treasure you have in heaven, are you selling all this life? Do you catch it? Don't you want to enjoy this life for the sake of the treasure that we have in heaven? I'm going to sell everything, whatever the world is giving to me. Many people, they don't treasure the treasure so much. They don't value the treasure. How much it is that value? Did you find the treasure? The main question this evening it is, did you find the treasure? If you found the treasure, are you willing to sell everything? Lord Jesus Christ said, no one it is worthy of me if he doesn't deny himself. He comes still there, that not just selling everything that you have, all your pleasure, everything that you like to have in this life, we might say, wants, demands, needs.
You need to sell for Lord Jesus Christ. The treasure of that heavenly kingdom, kingdom of heaven.
Who is the treasure of one kingdom? It is the King. Lord Jesus Christ, it is the treasure of the heaven, of the kingdom of heaven. Lord Jesus Christ, it is the treasure of the kingdom of heaven.
Are you willing to sell everything for that King? And not just that one.
You are going to sell everything, even though people who might call you silly. Don't you want to enjoy with us? Don't you want to
taste this life? And many people in the Old Testament, for the sake of that treasure, they gave their life for Lord Jesus Christ. They died for that treasure.
I would like to read one text in 2 Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 7. And look how close Paul comes with this understanding. Once you sold all what you had for the sake of that treasure, once you deny yourself and take the cross and follow Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, take that treasure and come into your heart. It is the sinner prayer that we say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. Come into my heart. It's the treasure that it comes in your heart. And now you have the treasure in your life, in your heart. And it says here, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the suppressing of the power may be of God and not from us. We have this treasure in our body. You go and sell everything. Did you sell everything?
Do you still hang on with something? Do you still something that, you know, I heard people,
Mr. Daniel, if they call me Mr., I would like just to finish this and this, and then I will come to Lord Jesus Christ. I promise that. Maybe you heard also many people promising. Yes, just to get married, just to buy that house, just to get to that point, and then I will come to Lord Jesus Christ. And when they will get to that point, they might get. Some people, they don't. I don't want to scare anyone this evening. I would like to be a joyful evening. I like you to get the treasure in the heart, in your heart this evening, and say, yes, Lord Jesus Christ, come in my heart. Fill my life. I want you to be the most valued treasure in my life.
Many people that have no more that option.
I'm 55. And I heard many people that they died at 30 years old. And I said, I am a very blessed man. I have friends back in Romania, which I got bad news. 46 years, he passed away. He had no more chance. Because Lord Jesus Christ said,
but to know that the Son of Man has the power to save and forgive on this earth. Once you pass away, there is no return. And why Lord Jesus Christ said like that? It is because He didn't suffer on the other side. He suffered here on this earth. He was crucified. He was mocked. He was beaten for you and for me. He was dripping blood. In fact, it was not only dripping, maybe it was flowing blood from His body.
Just imagine how much He suffered for you and for me. He gave His life We spoke today, I think we spoke two times in the morning and in the afternoon, that in Numbers, in the Bible, in Numbers chapter 17, verse 11, God says, don't eat the blood from the animals, because it is life in that blood. I gave you to put on the altar as atonement for your sins. Lord Jesus Christ gave His own blood, His own life, holy blood, because He is holy. Angels and the elders in Revelation chapter 5, they shout to Him, holy, holy, holy is the one. And He came on this earth. He stretched His hands on that awful cross to die for you and for me, to become your treasure. He is the loved one. He loves you so much that He gave His life for you. Are you holding back something? Do you keep something in your hand? Do you still wait to solve some problem? This man, he was waiting not. He didn't want somebody to find the treasure. He didn't want to lose that opportunity. You might lose the opportunity if you don't come now. The day of tomorrow is not our day, my dear friend. We don't know if we make tomorrow. So many people, even in India, we have so many reports. Even Brother Paul told me someone else went to be with the Lord. We don't know when we will go. We don't know when our life will be end here. But if we have that treasure in our heart, we will be with that treasure forever. You will live forever. Because you know why? Because Lord Jesus Christ said, because I live, you shall live also. Because I live, you shall live also. I love these words. And because I know He is alive. And He is alive forevermore. I went in Israel once. And I went in a tomb. And the tomb is empty. I went there. Nothing is there. If you go in anyone's tomb, you will find some remnants from the body. But Lord Jesus is not dead. He is alive. He had the power to conquer grave. That's why He said, because I live, you shall live also. But you need to have that treasure in your heart. He went and he sold whatever he had. It looks that he valued that treasure so much that he didn't want to have even a penny in the pocket. He said, I'm going to sell even this one. Isn't that crazy? Some people, they might call you crazy. Some people, they might call you stupid. Isn't so? When you want to become a Christian, when you want to repent, people, I don't know here so much, but back in my country, they call me stupid. Daniel, you are stupid. You are young. You have long life in front before you. You are stupid to give. Just kick out that life. I said, you don't know what you are losing. You don't know what you are losing. People might call you stupid. People might call you... It might be like, look like a stupidity. To sell everything. To don't hold anything. But to put your trust and take that treasure in your hand. Lord Jesus Christ is your treasure. I have another... I don't know what time it is. Because that time, sometimes it is against me. I have another few minutes. In the Philippians, I will tell you something. Philippians chapter 3. It is on the page 1420. 1420 on the black the Bible. It is somebody who was against God. He was a very educated person. I believe you heard about Gamaliel. He learned from him. He was one of his disciples. Very wise man those days. And he went with some letters in his pocket maybe against the Christian. And he met that treasure on the way when he went to persecute the Christian. And Lord Jesus Christ said, Saul, Saul. And when he heard his voice,
He said, "What do you want me to do, Lord? It is hard for you to kick. It's hard to give up of what you have." And he had much. I haven't had in my life as much as Paul had. And he did that.
And look what he confessed here. He said in verse 7, Philippians chapter 3, verse 7, "But what things were gained to me, these I counted on account of Christ loss." It was gained for me, the things were gained to me, I counted on account of Christ. You see, dear friend, on account of Christ. That's the treasure. Paul found that treasure. And on account of that treasure, he said, "I want to give up to everything, my position." He was Pharisee, one of the Pharisees. He was one of the commander over there. And he didn't want to have that position anymore. On account of Christ. When you will meet Christ, you will say, "Wow, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Make me the person that you want me to be."
When you see him dying on the cross, if you look to his wound, if you look to his heart beating for you, you supposed to be on that cross. I supposed to be on that cross. But he took our place, dear friend. He died for me. He died for you. He bled for me. He was bleeding for me and for you.
He was forsaken for you and for me. And you can say, "But surely I count also." I did count. Yeah, it is in a past, but also in a present. It says here, "But surely I count also all things to be lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord." My dear friend, these are great words, big, loaded scripture. On account of knowing Lord Jesus Christ. Excellency. Do you want to come to Lord Jesus Christ tonight? Do you want to give your life to Lord Jesus Christ tonight?
We don't know what tomorrow holds for us.
But if you give your life to Lord Jesus Christ, just say simple, "Lord Jesus, I understood that you died for me. I don't fully understand how all this was happened." And the Holy Spirit will come in your heart and fulfill your mind and will teach you everything. Will make you to understand how was that he died for you and he paid the penalty. I don't have enough time to go far. "On account of whom suffer." On account of whom I have suffered, the loss of all, and count them to be filth.
Oh, my dear friend, how many treasure do you still have home? In the bank? Somewhere else?
And Paul said, "That's filthy. That's..." Allow me to use another word, American word. Garbage. That's rubbish. That's nothing comparing with the treasure that we can gain in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Don't you want to have that treasure? And to say, "Okay, that's lost. That's nothing." That's Lord Jesus Christ.
He will become your treasure forever and ever. You will enjoy that. I think I need to stop here because of the time. But I will pray to Lord Jesus Christ that the Holy Spirit will speak much more than I could speak. And will change your attitude. To give you altitude. Because if you don't change your attitude, you don't gain altitude.
Just take Lord Jesus Christ as your own treasure. Sell everything. Don't hold on anything. I didn't went in the second parable. I had no time. He sold everything. He was happy. Everyone was wondering. Everyone will say, are you crazy? But you will be happy. Happy. How is that him with the day when I received Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. You'll sing that song every single time. Oh, happy day. When Jesus, yes, that will be your song. That will be your song. That will be your hymn. May God help us. May God help you to change your attitude and gain what is the true value, treasure. For His name's sake, amen.
Amen.